The accounting firm that did WorldCom's books during the 15-month period in question is Arthur Andersen & Company, the same firm that audited Enron prior to its bankruptcy at the end of last year. Officials at the Chicago-based accounting firm say WorldCom misled them. NPR's Jackie Northam reports there are questions about how Andersen could have missed transactions worth so much money.
It wasn't long after news of the WorldCom scandal broke that Andersen officials fired off a public statement. It said that the company had complied with accounting standards, but that it had been misled by WorldCom's chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan, and that important information had been withheld from the auditors. Chuck Landis, a director at the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, says fraud can sometimes be difficult to detect.
Those who attempt to perpetrate a fraud will quite often go to tremendous extremes to hide and to fool the auditor, because it's the auditor who's attempting to make certain that management has prepared the financial statements fairly and properly.
Still, in the WorldCom case, there comes a point when even the greenest of accountants should have seen something was wrong, says Lynn Turner, a former chief accountant at the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I think when you cross that $3, $4 billion threshold as we have on WorldCom, there's no question that even if there's management fraud involved, the public expects, and I think rightfully so, for the auditors to detect that.
Andersen says it didn't know what WorldCom officials were up to, but it's hard to believe that Andersen's accountants couldn't uncover numbers of this size, says Lawrence Revson, a professor of accounting at Northwestern University's Business School. The fraud at WorldCom may have been the work of just a few rogue executives fixing the books in order to keep the company alive. Revson says the rapidly changing telecom industry created a situation that was ripe for abuse. He says it often takes time for accounting rules to catch up to a new industry.
What happens initially is the mainstream vanilla established accounting rules, for better or for worse, get applied to that new industry. And unhappily, only when we have these kinds of flare-ups, failures, do we have the opportunity to carefully examine the appropriateness of applying those old rules, old economy rules, to new economy kinds of firms.
Arthur Andersen may not be around by the time new accounting rules for the telecom industry evolve. Andersen was the auditor for two other telecom firms that have come under federal scrutiny for accounting irregularities, Global Crossing and Quest Communications. And it was convicted earlier this month of obstruction in the Enron debacle. Andersen has lost more than 600 clients, scores of partners, and is facing a barrage of lawsuits for signing off on questionable corporate financial reports. If Andersen is found to be negligent in the WorldCom case, shareholders may not be able to do much about it, says Lynn Turner.
At this point in time, Andersen's pretty well gone. There's not going to be anything left for the investors to get. You've got a string of situations now with Enron, the Baptist Foundation, Sunbeam, Waste Management, several others, Global Crossing, Quest is question mark. There's really nothing left on the bones here for anyone to even peck on.
For now, the spotlight may be on WorldCom, but like the Enron scandal, it may not be long before federal investigators pay another visit to Andersen. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.